Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM, morning, my friends. Yes, it is conspiracy time again, and Sophie White is sitting in front of me and she wants to talk about chemtrails.
I do. Have you ever sat in your garden, looked up at the sky and said, what are they poisoning me with?
I'm going to be honest, no. No, never.
You're not thinking hard enough about what's coming out of those airplanes. What's coming out of the back of them, Jen? What is the big white lines in the sky?
Smoke? No, I don't know. I've never heard of chemtrails.
Really?
No. Why are you always so shocked? No, I don't like this.
We are on very different internets.
Very different algorithms.
I live on Reddit.
It's like when my husband said to me, God, Instagram is full of, you know, people playing the guitar and boobs, like constantly. Like, I was like, oh, your algorithm is interesting. So tell me, what is chemtrails? What is it?
Okay, so do you know when a plane is flying and those kind of white lines of kind of, you know, steam,
stuff,
condensation.
Yeah.
Comes out the back of them. They're called contrails. And so then conspiracy theorists, or, you know, as some people would like to say, thinking people, started to become suspicious that the contrails were actually chemtrails, i.e. chemical trails, full of biological agents being sprayed over the population for nefarious purposes, undisclosed to the general public.
Okay.
Am I convincing you?
I'm confused. Okay, so they think we're there. Why? Okay.
Okay, why?
Okay, where do we start this? Where did the theory come from? I mean, how long are we talking this has been going on?
Definitely kind of since the mid-90s.
Okay, so quite a,
so
recent.
Relatively new.
Considering the other conspiracy theories you've been talking about. So relatively new.
Okay, and the thing with chemtrails as well is that it's kind of a conspiracy theory that's very unfocused, if you ask me, after I've kind of been aficionados get in touch and complain about what I'm about to say. But I feel like they've never settled on exactly what they think it is, except that they think it's nefarious. So some people are in the chemtrail community think that it's chemicals like barium and aluminium salts and thorium and silicon carbide, all not great for our ingestion, and that like some of it could be responsible for, you know, respiratory illnesses and other health problems in the population. Then some of the people think that it's the US government trying to control the weather. And I guess that overall being not great. Some of them think they're trying to control our minds with the chemtrails. They think that it is population control. They also think that maybe it's biological or chemical warfare, just a subtle bit of warfare that's been apparently been going on for nearly 30 years. None of us have noticed.
Right.
So it's, I would say, quite an unfocused conspiracy theory. Like, if you can't make your mind up about what it even is, I don't think it's going to be as convincing as you think it is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so obviously, science community have a none of it. They're like, there's no evidence. they say that like contrails are, you know, water-based, just a normal phenomenon that, you know, is left by high-flying aircraft under certain atmospheric conditions.
I suspect that no matter how much the scientific community comes out and say, you know, this is not true, it really doesn't make a difference. So do the conspiracy theorists...
Because the scientists are in on it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the part you forgot there.
Yeah,
Yeah, you got to say the quiet part loud, Jack.
So, okay, so the scientists apparently are in it. But do they, on these sites or on social media, do they post any videos going, oh, but look at this? Oh, do they try and prove it?
A lot of videos that they believe supports the theory. So like there was in 2007 a TV report on a Louisiana television station. Obviously, you know, this is quite an American-centric conspiracy theory. Not to leave the Irish conspiracy theorists out, but a lot of the evidence coming from the States. So basically, in this TV report, the air kind of underneath loads of supposed chemtrails or contrails was measured and apparently found to contain unsafe levels of barium, basically three times the nationally recommended limit of like what's okay to, you know, leave in the sky. And then, I mean, basically just some scientists to analyze the footage said that their equipment that they'd used to make the measurement had been misused and the reading had been exaggerated and, you know, refuted, roundly refuted pretty quickly. There was one that I think is kind of a funny one from October 2014,
oh,
which went viral on Facebook, and it was made by an English guy called Chris Bovey, and he videoed a plane that was jettisoning fuel because it needed to lighten its load for an emergency landing. And he posted the clip on Facebook and cited it as evidence of chemtrails. And it was viewed like 3 million times and shared like tens of thousands of times. And then later he was like, that was just a joke. I did that as a prank. And then, oh, then he was like persona non grata in the conspiracy community, received a lot of abuse and threats from the conspiracy believers. Because he'd obviously undermined their whole point.
Their whole point, yeah. Was there any celebrities that debunked this theory? Did people come out?
Oh, there was our old friend Edward Snowden. Mm-hmm. He was interviewed on the Joe Rogan Experience, and in a rare instance of somebody speaking quite rationally on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast, he obviously has gone back and forth through so much of the, data of the NSA and the CIA and all the military in the States. And he says that he hasn't found any evidence about chemtrails or aliens. He also mm-hmm. mentioned at the time, which, I mean,
it's ridiculous.
Don't be ridiculous. Like, how... how self-involved are we that we think we're the only ones? Anyway, the truth is out there, guys. So yeah, he said, quote, in case you were wondering, chemtrails are not a thing. And so refuted by Snowden. But you know what's interesting is that, like, I think the very beginnings of this conspiracy theory does date back to a scientific report.
Oh, go on.
Yeah, so this is interesting. So, like, basically, this was a study done by the United States Air Force about weather modification, or, I mean, controlling the weather, changing the weather. And the report was called Weather as a Force Multiplier. Okay, that's kind of confusing. Owning the Weather in 2025. So it was a report that was supposed to outline like future possibilities of modifying the weather for the purpose of the US maintaining military dominance. So, you know, it was tied into the military and things like that. But the report was like, no, this is fictional representations of like future possibilities that we could like work towards. This is not now. This is not happening now, guys. And yeah, so that happened in 1996.
Okay.
And like that was definitely a bit of an instigator, you know, for the chemtrail conspiracy theorists. And like obviously from there, like it kind of just spiraled. Like there was you know, like so much immediately, you know, started generating theories on internet forums, even though it was quite early internet, like 1996. Mm-hmm. And there was also like in 1999, there was a really famous late night radio host called Art Bell, who was basically the Alex Jones of his day. Big conspiracy theorist, kind of enthusiast. And he gave a lot of airtime to the chemtrails thing. And I mean, to this day, like you definitely can find people who are asking questions.
Yeah, thinkers.
Thinkers. The great thinkers of our time.
When did that happen? When did they start calling themselves great thinkers of our time instead of conspiracy? Well, they don't like to be called conspiracy theorists themselves, I suspect.
I think they call themselves truthsayers.
Truthsayers. That's the one. I think we need to pull you out of this hole of conspiracy theories because it's a dangerous place to be. And as you said yourself.
Yeah, you become radicalized very quickly. very quickly. It's very tough out there. There's a lot of compelling theories. People are just asking questions. Nothing wrong with asking questions.
No, there's nothing wrong with asking questions. Absolutely not.
I've been so deep in this one now for a while, and I'm kind of, I am looking for something like a bit more spicy.
Okay.
As well. Yeah.
So she's still on the hunt.
You know, might be time to get into some of the real biggies, you know.
It might be time.
Area 51.
I've no idea. Maybe I'm just oblivious to what people are thinking out there.
Area 51 is thriving. Like, there's a thriving community who are still very hung up on it.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask you guys, 51552, what conspiracy theory would you like Sophie to investigate next? Is Area 51, you know, would that be top of the list? Or if there's anything else, let us know. She'll do the deep dive on it. 51552, let us know. Sophie White, thanks for coming in, and we'll be back.
Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.